would all appreciate a comforting thought on this hot Sunday afternoon.
我想大家在这个炎热的夏天，在这样空调的房间里面，应该觉得很舒服。
Have you ever wondered what it would be like if you were to die in a sudden violent car accident?
大家有没有想象过，如果死于一个剧烈的车祸，会是什么样的情形？
You don't have to worry about it.
不必担心。
Because if you were to die in a sudden violent car accident, you would never know what hit you.
因为如果你真的死于这样的车祸的话，你
不会知道。
The reason
for that is you see that the human brain processes information too slowly.
你不会知道是谁撞了你，因为你的大，因为人的大脑，处理信息太慢了。
So if you were ever to be hit by in a violent accident, it would be okay. You never know what hit you because your brain would be way behind. It wouldn't tell you what just happened.
因为你的大脑处理信息太慢，你不会知道是谁撞了你。
You know, we take a lot of pride in the fact that we're up to speed. You know, when I get up in the morning, man, I hit the ground running. I'm up to speed every day in my life.
我们有时候很觉得自我的骄傲，觉得我能够保持一定的速度是很骄傲的事。
We all like to think that I'm living in the present right now.
我们觉得我们是生活在现在。
But the fact is, we're all living in the past.
其实呢，我们都生活在过去。
Again, because the brain is processing things too slow for me to be living right in the present.
只不过是因为我们的大脑处理信息的速度很慢。
I guess that's one way that God forces you and me to actually slow down.
我想这是神要求你和我减慢速度的原因。
For a few minutes this afternoon, then, I want to talk with you about why God sometimes allows us to go through periods of agonizing delay in our lives.
今天下午我们要花几分钟时间来讨论神为什么让我们经历一些令我们痛苦的延迟。
If I had to give a title to the story that we just read in Mark 5, it would be The Waiting Game, The Waiting Game.
如果我们要给刚才读的经文起一个题目的话，那会是等待的游戏。
Jairus, the main character in today's story, has to play an agonizing game called the waiting game.
这里我们要看到他们都是在就是经历了一个等待的游戏。
You know the story, Jairus.Who's a VIP comes running and he falls flat on his face before the carpenter named Jesus.
雅鲁在这里，他就是与那个耶稣一起，他就是要他在等待耶稣救赎的时候，经历了痛苦的等待。
And he's desperate because he knows that his 12-year-old daughter is as good as dead unless Jesus comes and touches her.
他当时候是非常的绝望，只有耶稣去按手在他身上才能够救他十二岁的女儿。
And the text doesn't tell us, but I think at this point they all started to engage in speed walking, if you know what I mean.
这里经文里面并没有告诉我们，但是我们可以想象得出，当他要求耶稣这么做的时候，他们都是在快速的向他家赶去。
And I'm sure that as Jairus is leading the way back to his home,Inside, his gut is churning like crazy.
当雅鲁领着耶稣他们到他家去的那个路上，他的内心一定是非常的焦急。
He's thinking this thought: What if we don't get there on time?
他肯定一直在想，如果我们没有及时的赶到的话，会怎么样？
And then comes the excruciating delay in today's story.
然后呢，就发生了我们看到的那个故事当中的情节，就是令人痛苦的那个延迟。
Jesus encounters this woman, who's had a problem with bleeding for 12 years.
耶稣碰到了那个患血漏十二年的妇女。
One church father, by the name of Eusebius, says that her name was Veronica. So let's call her Veronica today.
有一个教会的牧师他说我们 就叫他 Veronica。
But the big idea of today's story, and this is what I want you to get, is that Jesus is the master toucher. The master toucher.
我们要从这故事里面看到的是耶稣是安抚人的能手。
And guess who Jesus loves to touch more than anyone else?
你们知道耶稣最爱安抚的人是谁吗？
He loves to touch the untouchables.
他要安抚那些在我们看来不值得安抚的人。
Someone has pointed out that Jesus never reached out to touch the seraphim. And when he came to this earth, he never touched the beautiful people. If you think about the people of Jesus, Jesus never reached out and said, man, there's a beautiful person, I want to go and touch it. He always touched the untouchables.
我们从耶稣的经历上看到，耶稣从来没有因为谁长得漂亮，而去安抚他，去抚摸他，而是经常去抚摸那些在我们看来不值得安抚的人。
You see, the woman who has had this menstrual flow for 12 years was considered ceremonially unclean.
那个患十二年血漏的妇人，她其实是被定为不洁的。
And so was the dead girl, the 12-year-old dead girl, was considered ceremonially unclean. You never touched a dead body. So both of the characters in today's story were considered unclean, and Jesus touched them both.
那个12岁的小女儿，她死去了之后，她也是被定为不洁的，因为我们是不应该去摸一个死的尸体的。
You know, today, touching is considered the third rail in our modern culture.
在我们现代的文化里面，这个抚摸这件事情是一个第三层的。
Do you ever go to a hotel or a motel and you reach for the remote control and what do you think? Who was touching this remote control before me? Yeah, I want to touch that remote control, right?
你如果到一个公共场所，到旅馆或者汽车旅馆的话，你要用遥控器的时候，你会想一想谁在我之前用过这个东西。
In fact, some people don't even like to shake another person's hand.
事实上，有些人也不希望去握别人的手。
Do you realize the number one pastime of men when they're driving cars alone? Guess what it is?
你们
picking your nose. So I don't want to shake anyone's hand, you know. We do not like to touch people in our culture.
现在的文化使我们不愿意去碰人家，因为有时候他们的手是碰了不洁的东西。
Yeah, I read, this is a true story. I read recently about someone who wanted to be touched so much by women because he didn't have any women in his life that he would fake choking on his food.
我看到一个故事说，有一个人他因为很希望被女人来抚摸，所以呢他就假装他是吃东西噎着了。
You know, you're going to a restaurant, right? And you look around for some good-looking women and sit at the table right next to this good-looking woman, okay?
他到饭店之后呢，就坐在一个漂亮的妇人旁边。
And then he'd fake, this is true story, he'd fake as if he's choking on his food.
那是一个真实的故事，然后他就假装意识了。
Of course, he's hoping that this good-looking will come and, you know, do the Heimlich maneuver, right? And he'd get hugged by this good-looking woman. He yearned that much to be touched by someone else.
他是非常的渴望那个美女会来抱着他来救他。
Veronica, in today's story, yearned to be able to reach out and to touch Jesus.
我们今天读的故事里面那个患血漏的妇人，她就是有勇气来抚摸耶稣的衣裳。
In verse 27, if you have your Bibles, notice we read this. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and she touched his cloak because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed.
在二十七到二十八节说中说，他听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，砸在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳，意思说，我只摸他的衣裳，就必痊愈。
I want you to notice two things about this verse.
从这两节中，我希望大家理解两点。
First of all, she obviously thought she could hide in the crowd, right?
首先，很明显，她觉得她能够在人群当中隐藏着。
Why did she want to hide in the crowd?
为什么要隐藏在人群中呢？
Because she was super conscious of her ceremonial uncleanness.
因为她自己很清楚，她是被定为不洁的。
You know, maybe I've seen in the church that I pastor, there are people who come and they want to hide in the crowd. They want to hide from Jesus, but Jesus won't let you hide in the crowd.
在教会当中，我们也看到过这样的人，他们想要躲避耶稣，但是呢，耶稣不会让你躲藏起来。
The other thing I want you to notice about her as she reached out to touch Jesus, that she almost had kind of a superstitious faith, if you know what I mean.
当她摸耶稣衣裳的时候，她其实有一种迷信的一种信仰。
Probably what she touched was tassels. Jesus had on the back of his robe two tassels. They'd have tassels on their robes and they'd flip it back. And so she probably said, if I could just touch one of those tassels of Jesus, I'll be healed. And she touches one of those tassels.
可能她是去摸了她衣裳垂下来的穗子。
That's superstitious, right? That's superstitious. But Jesus accepts her faith because it's placed in him, even though it's full of error.
那其实是一种迷信，但是呢，耶稣接受了他的信心，虽然他的信心是有点错的。
Now then, I want you to get what happens next. Look at verse 30.
我们看第三节。
We're told in verse 30, Instantly, Jesus realized what? That power had gone out of him. Do you see that?
在第三十节，耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去。
Now, what does it mean when Jesus all of a sudden realized that power had gone out of him?
那是什么意思呢？
Does it mean he's walking along and all of a sudden he says, Wow! All of a sudden someone sucked power out of me just now. I mean, what was he like, wow, something happened. I don't know what happened. Was he passive when this power went out of him? That's the question.
他是不是被动的，觉得能力从他的身上被吸去了？
No, you know what it was? Jesus was conscious of the decision as he went out that day. I'm going to confront this woman. And he made a conscious decision that he was willing to lose power so that someone else could be healed.
不是的，他其实是做了一个有意识的决定。他损失能力是为了让那个妇人得到医治。
I want to tell you something by way of application. If you want to be used by God, you've got to make, when you get up in the morning, you've got to make a conscious decision that I'm willing to become weak today. I'm willing to have power taken out of myself so that someone else will be blessed. If you don't make that conscious decision, God will never use you.
在我们现代的应用就是，如果我们真的要对神向神觉知的话，我们每天早晨起来，我们自己要做一个有意识的决定，那就是我们要自己做出牺牲，而使别人受到祝福。
Okay, now Veronica is healed, and so you know what she wants to do? She wants to touch and run. Touch and run.
现在那个患血漏的妇人得到医治之后，她想做的就是逃走。
Again, I see this all the time in people coming to church. They say, well, you know, Pastor, touch me with Jesus today, and then see ya, I'm going. They want to touch and run.
现在的教会里面也有很多的人，他们来跟我说，牧师用耶稣来救我，然后他们真的得救了之后，他们就走了。
But it's interesting, Jesus doesn't allow her to touch and run, does he?
但是从这个故事里面，我们看到耶稣并不允许他这么做。
We're told in verse 30 that he turned around in the crowd and he asked, "Who touched my clothes?" He's forcing this woman, listen to this, he's forcing this woman to go public with her faith.
在第三十节，我们看到耶稣在众人中间转过来说，谁摸我的衣裳？他就是强迫那个妇人在当众承认是他摸的。
The reason he was doing this is that she had always been geared towards hiding her uncleanness. And now Jesus is saying, you don't have to hide anymore. You're clean in my sight. I've touched you. You don't have to hide. You can come right out. You're a clean person.
耶稣不要让他再继续的躲藏起来，因为那个妇人一直以为他是不洁的，但是耶稣要对他说，你现在摸了我，你已经是洁净的了。
But let's get back to Jairus as we close.
我们要结束的之前，我们再来看雅鲁。
Can you imagine how frustrated Jairus must have been by this delay?
你们 能不能想象一下，因为这个中间这个插曲的延迟，雅鲁那当时会有多沮丧
？Remember, he's got a 12-year-old daughter who is going to die at any moment. And what does Jesus do? Jesus is going on in this unhurried way talking to this woman. Wouldn't you be upset? Come on, Jesus, let's get going here.
他的十二岁的小女儿快要死了。但是呢，半路中，耶稣又停下来医治那个妇人，他心里面会有多焦急
？Timothy Keller, who, if you ever get any book by Timothy Keller, you ought to read it. Timothy Keller said actually that if Jesus were a doctor today, he could be sued for malpractice.
Timothy Keller 曾经说过，如果耶稣在今天这个世界上是一个医生的话，他会被人家诉。就是说他是就是误医。
Okay, this is what I mean. Imagine these two people who are sick come into the emergency ward of a hospital, right?
想象一下那两个人两个患病的人到急诊室。
Here's a question. You're a doctor. Who would you treat first? The woman who has had a blood issue for 12 years or this 12-year-old girl who's ready to die? Who would you treat first?
如果你是急诊室的医生，你会先救哪一个？是先救那个患了十二年慢性病的妇人呢，还是救那个快要死的十二岁的女孩
？You'd make a beeline for that girl, right, who was about to die, and you'd let the woman wait for her turn.
你一定会先救那个十二岁的女孩，而让那个患慢性病的女人等着。
You see what I'm saying? Jesus, if he were alive today and did that, could be sued.For letting this girl die.
所以他那位作者会说，耶稣如果在今天的话，他会被诉为误诊。
And meanwhile, I can see Jairus. He's freaking out because here's Jesus talking with this woman, and then the unimaginable happens. Someone comes up to Jairus and says, "Don't bother Jesus anymore. Your daughter just died."
雅鲁正在焦急地等待耶稣的时候，有人来告诉雅鲁说：“不要再麻烦先生了，因为你的女儿已经死了。”
And what does Jesus do? He turns to Jairus and he says, verse 36, "Trust me, Jairus. Be patient. I know what I'm doing. Be patient. Trust me."
三十六节中说，耶稣转过身来对雅鲁说：“不要怕，只要信。”
Do you know what the word patient means in the Greek? It's the Greek word hupomone, which means to remain under.
在希腊文中，那个有耐心的意思就是等在下面。
You know, we have a Jack Russell at home. Anyone want a Jack Russell? I'll give away a Jack Russell. The dog, right? Dog, man, barks like crazy. But at any rate, let me tell you a little bit about our Jack Russell.
我家里面有一只很爱叫的狗。
A couple of years ago, we had one of our grandsons, little Joey, who was spending a lot of time with us, and Joey loved to just maul the Jack Russell. He would lie right on top of the Jack Russell all the time.
我几年前呢，我的孙子很喜欢就扑在他的身上。
And you know what the Jack Russell did?It remained under him. Now, you'd expect the Jack Russell to get out, but this Jack Russell was patient. you see, remained under this kid who mauled him. That's the picture of what patience is. And so I nicknamed this dog Poupeau Monet.
但是呢，那只狗就会很有耐心的就让它扑着，就这么耐心的在它的下面。所以我就给了那个我们家那个狗取了一个绰号，叫它是用希腊文起它叫它耐心。
Okay, I want to ask you a question now. Why did Jesus delay in this situation?
要问大家一下，为什么耶稣要延迟？
Think very carefully, by delaying and waiting on Jesus, Jairus got far more than he had asked for.
这个延迟其实让雅鲁得到了更多。
You see, he had gone asking for what? A healing, and instead he got a resurrection. He got a lot more than he asked for.
他雅鲁起初只是要求他救治他的耶稣救治他的女儿，但是呢，耶稣更进一层的使他复活了。
And I want to tell you, you know, you might be impatient, say, God, what on earth are you doing in my life? I'm waiting for you. If you wait upon the Lord, I guarantee you, eventually you will get far more than you had ever asked for initially.
如果你也在耐心的等待神的话，那最后你会得到比你要求的更多。
One more point as we close. Once again, what does Jesus do? He touches this little girl. Look at verse 42. He took her by the hand, right? And he said, "Honey, get up." And then he turned to her parents and he said something very interesting.Give this girl something to eat.
他在四十二节的中，耶稣说，就说，闺女，我吩咐你起来。
Look, I want to make two points as we close up. The church should be a touching place.
这里我要提醒大家，我们的教会也应该是一个安抚的地方。
When people come to church, they ought to say, "I'm in good hands."When I come to this church, I sense that I'm in good hands because they're pointing me to Jesus, and not only that, I'm in good hands from other people in their ministry to me in this church.
当人们来到教会的时候，他们应该感到是到了一个好的地方，受到关心。
But I love the way the story ends, as I said, where Jesus turned to the parents and said, "Give her waffles. Give her something to eat."
这个故事结束的时候是耶稣对雅鲁他们两个做父母的说，给那个小女孩一点吃的东西。
You ever met a person who's so spiritually minded that they're never any earthly good?
你有没有碰到过一个在灵性上非常成熟，但是呢，在现实的那个问题上面是一点也那个表现一点也不好的人。
That's exactly what happened. I mean, can you picture these parents? They're so psyched up. They're so pumped up by the fact that Jesus had just healed and raised their child. But they didn't even think about feeding the girl. So Jesus had to say, "Hey, don't forget about giving her something to eat."
这其实就是雅鲁他们做父母的做的。他们当时看到耶稣使他们的女儿复活的时候是非常的兴奋，但是他们忘了要给她喂食。
Did you hear about the kid who took communion, his first communion he ever took, and he turned to his dad and he says, "Why does Jesus taste so bad?"
你们有没有听到过那个故事？就是说一个女孩子第一次领圣餐的时候，就问她的父母说，为什么耶稣尝起来这么难吃
？You see, there are two things that we need as a church. First of all, we have to be a touching place.And we also have to be not so spiritually minded that we're no earthly good. I'll tell you a story as I close. It's a true story.
我们的教会应该是一个安抚的地方。
You know, I went to visit a lady, and boy, this woman knows more about the Bible than anyone I've ever met.
我有一次去访问了一个妇人，她对圣经的熟悉程度是真的是常人无法比的。
So I'm talking with her about the Bible, you know, and I'm keeping on waiting for her to say, "Would you like to sit down?" Never once did she say, would you like to have a seat? You know, I talked with her about an hour, standing up. Not once did she say, Pastor, sit down.
我跟她站着讨论了一个小时有关圣经的事，但是呢，她从来没有请我坐。
And to make matters worse, I didn't want to sit down because all of the chairs had soiled diapers on them.
我当然也不想要坐下去，因为所有的那些椅子上面都有脏的尿布。
You see, the story is very practical because it teaches us two things, that when people come to the body of Christ here, they have to say, we're in good hands here, we're in good hands.
我们今天要学的功课就是当人们到教会里的时候他们应该感觉到他们是到了一个好的地方是受到关心的
And the second thing they should say is Jesus tastes really good He tastes really good here
还有就是他我们要知道耶稣是非常的美好的